Amen. You want the world. You want a piece of the world, don't you? You say, I want to invest my time in this old world. Amen. But Jesus said, you won't do what I want you to do. I want you to be a Christian. I want you to take up your cross. I got another assignment for you. I've got work. I want none. And he said, but I want you to know before I get out of here, if anybody, amen, if any man decide to follow me, he must carry a cross. You got to be doing something. You cannot just come sit on pews. God says there's something you can be. There's too much work to be done for you to sit on the pew. God says, I've got work for you to do. But you're in love with the world. You're in love with things. You're in love with what the world brings to the table. And you ain't got, it's got your attention. And you're busy trying to serve the world. But you can't serve the world and serve me. Me, I'm calling you out. It's me. I'm not for everybody. Amen. Everybody don't want to be. And I'm not. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. You know, you may choose to just go on to hell. But I'm just saying. But if that's what you choose, that ain't what he wants. I mean, if you choose to go to hell, that's your choice. I mean, if that's what you want to go, that's fine. Jesus ain't twisting nobody's arm to follow him. He ain't making him breathing down nobody's neck. It's a choice. You got to give it up. You got to give up what the world, that temptation to follow the world and to get pleasure out of the world and to have the fun. I'm calling for somebody who wants to be totally separate. Amen. I'm looking for somebody. And that's why somebody wrote that song. I have decided to follow Jesus because it's a decision. I have decided. And they said no turning back. They're not turning around. Have you turned around? He says that no man, the truth is, let me get on out of here. The truth is, he says that what benefit is it if you do that? If you gain the whole world. And then you lose your soul. You see, your soul, if you got to do the math. You got to do the comparison. You got the world, and then you got your soul. And you have to decide which one is more important. Jesus said, now if you save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it, you're going to save it. Have you been investing your life for the Lord? Or have you been investing your life in for you? Did you reach? Did you get your? Amen. What are you doing? What have you been doing? He says, I want to know. You know, are you trying to? He says, if you lose your soul, is the content of the container. This is the container. This glove. But this is the soul. This is the content. And my soul lives inside the glove. I can be more concerned about the glove than I am the soul. I'm more concerned about polishing it up and making it happy and feeding it and beautifying it and trying to make it go as long as it can. I'm going to get good doctoral care, and I'm going to rub down the outer. But you see, the fact of the matter is you cannot stay here. I don't care how much you jog. Eat at Central Market 7 days a week. Amen. You don't cut out this and cut out that. That glove ain't going to last. Jesus said, now you're putting all your, you're putting your emphasis on the wrong thing. He said, you need to pull the glove off and recognize that there's a soul that you can't see. I can't see the soul. I only can see the glove. But the soul is directing the glove. It's my mind, will, and emotions. I tell the hand to go down. I hear to rise up, to point. Amen. To slap somebody. I can tell it to open the door, to turn on the knob. Amen. It does what I tell it to do. I'm the soul. I run this glove. If something wrong with your soul is not running, if something wrong with your soul ain't running your body, your mind, will, and emotions are in control of what you here today because your soul said go. My mind, will, and emotions. Let me get on. The truth of the matter is, he says, this soul is inside of the glove. The glove is just a temporary part of my existence. I got to get a permanent soul. I got to get a permanent body. My soul now is living in a temporary glove. And Jesus said, now let's just check this out. Amen. One part is permanent and the other part is temporary. And you more concerned about temporary stuff. Positions, titles, fame, fortune. Amen. We're guilty of it, aren't we? Even folk in the church are guilty of it. We're guilty of it even after we get saved. There's that struggle to not to spend so much on the flesh. But Jesus says, what I want you to do is I'm wanting you to make a sacrifice. I want you to make a sacrifice. Jesus says, it don't profit you anything to gain the whole world and lose your soul, because your soul is more important. Your soul is permanent and the world is temporary. Everything in the world is going to pass away. Everything in the world is going to go off the scene. Amen. Any position you got, you can name the library after you, name the airport after you, name the highways after you, name it all. But you won't be here. Why? Because you are temporary. Amen. But Jesus says, I want you to sign up with me, and I want you to do some permanent work. And oh, by the way, I'm going to pay you for what you do. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you an assignment, and then one day I'm going to payday is coming. Amen. I'm going to call you from your body. Amen. To reward. I work for God. Anybody? Amen. I work for God. I don't work for the government. I work for God. Amen. I work for God. You work for God. Every time I tell somebody about the fact that he died on the cross, amen, I'm working. I'm at work. Amen. I'm at work. Amen. The content is controlling the container and is using my mouth for me to do the work for the Lord. Amen. It calls for a sacrifice. Amen. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And it's amazing to me, amen, how much people are willing, amen, to pay for temporary stuff. Amen. Amen. They'll sell God out for temporary stuff, to get accepted by temporary groups, fraternities, sororities. Have I got a witness? Ungodly union. Amen. They'll forsake their testimony. Amen. To become a part of a club. Amen. A club that doesn't even do anything eternal. It's just temporary stuff. I wish I had a witness. Amen. To be well known down here by man, that's temporary. To have doctor behind my name down here by man, it's okay, but you just can't make it priority. Temporary. To get my degree on the wall, to be well known in the community, I wish I had a big shot. Amen. Amen. To be the president, to be the senator, to be all of these things. Amen. Amen. In the world. And then it never ceases to amaze me how much people are willing to pay, amen, for temporary stuff. Amen. 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 I don't want to be all God want me to be. Amen. God is not that important. I got what's important is temporary stuff. Amen. You may think that I'm, amen, but the truth of the matter is that's what he gave, man. That's what I'm giving to you. He said you got to watch this temporary stuff. Amen. This stuff is no good. It's not good for you. Amen. This temporary stuff. He says, what profit is it to gain the whole world for temporary stuff? stuff that's not going to last long. Amen. You say, well, I'm having fun. Well, it ain't going to last. I was saying, if it ain't good, clean fun, then it's not good for you. Because Moses says, I chose rather in Hebrews 10:25 to suffer affliction with the people of God. Sound like to me like he was saying, I chose to be the pastor instead of have a lot of fun. Is that what it sounds like to you and me? 11:25, I think. I didn't look it up. He said, Moses chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Lord have mercy. Moses, it sounds like me that Moses chose, he wasn't impressed by, amen, T.S., amen, temporary stuff. Amen. Moses was not impressed, but the fact of the matter is that we're going to have to answer to God. Amen. The people in this world going to have to answer to God for choosing the worldly stuff. Amen. Over the godly stuff. We're going to have to answer to God for choosing our TV over the word. Amen. Amen. TV over the word. Amen. Race over what's right. Wrong over righteousness. Bad over good. Overtime over obedience. The secular over the spiritual. The worldliness over holiness. Things, this man pinch you right here. Things over tithe. I had to put that one in there. That's a pastoral one. We chose to pay temporary, investing in temporary stuff instead of permanent stuff. Amen. Things over tithes. Time over eternity. In other words, all of it is just a bunch of TS. Temporary stuff. Amen. That's what people choose. They choose to be important in man's sight. Oh, when I was alive on earth, they praised me so much. Oh, I was the president. I was the senator. I was the mayor. Oh, I was so much that didn't mean nothing. I was this. I was that. I was this. I was that. I'd much rather be called a minister of the gospel or usher or deacon or choir members. I'd rather be called, amen, than all this temporary stuff. Everybody shout TS. Amen. Yes. Man, I ain't but a lot of TS. I don't want to be involved in temporary titles. I want to go work it. I want to be on the battlefield. And I may have to be by myself, but I want to go out, amen, investing in temporary. I don't want to go out investing in temporary. I want to go out investing in permanent. Oh, we're going to have to answer. And, amen, God is saying your commitment to me is important. I know you got to get out of here. The truth of the matter is that we got to be careful even as people of God, amen, even as families, amen, choosing temporary stuff, amen, climbing the corporate ladder, amen, making a living, and all those things are good. They have their places as long as they don't come before God. Now, ain't nothing wrong with doing that. You just can't get your priorities mixed up. Tell your neighbor, that's all. That's all it is. You just can't get your priorities mixed up. Amen. You can't get involved. And we've invested our time in our kids. We worried about them, make sure they have 3 meals a day, and we make sure they have 3 squares. Amen. Make sure they got their own room, shelter. Amen. We make sure, amen, that they got stuff they need. Amen. Amen. Give them a lot of stuff there for Christmas. Amen. Amen. We may even discuss the S word with them, but we won't discuss the other S word, souls. Amen. We discuss just about everything with our kid, but we need to go in their room and say, I'm talking to you today about your soul, son. Did you know you had a soul? You need to know that I don't want to be up on the banisters of heaven looking down at my family in hell. Because I made sure they had some tennis shoes. I made sure they had something to wear, and I made sure they had this, and they had a full stomach. I made sure that they were taking, they got something for Christmas, but they did the one who made Christmas a real Christmas. I guess I got caught up with temporary stuff. Amen, amen. I spend my time watching temporary stuff, doing temporary stuff, buying temporary stuff. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I want to go out. I'm going to invest my life in permanent stuff. Amen. Can everybody say P.S.? Amen. 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 I don't want the T.S. I want the P.S. Amen. 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 Well, the fact of the matter is, I better get back over here before I get in trouble. The fact of the matter is, he says that, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? So I got a house full of stuff. A room full of stuff. Amen. Amen. I got all this stuff. Some folks got so much stuff, they have to put some of it in the attic. And they don't know how much stuff they got until they move. They got a whole lot of stuff. Amen. Amen. That's a bunch of stuff. A bunch of TS. Amen. Amen. The fact of the matter is, they got all that time spent and money and stuff in closets, hid, and some folk are just junk in this pile. They got so much stuff, they can't even get in their room. They got junk everywhere. They still getting stuff, buying. They go, this Christmas, they're going to get some more stuff. I'm going to tell folks, don't give me nothing else. I got all of this stuff. Amen. Oh, I wish I had time to talk to you about, wouldn't that be nice if that was, amen. We need to know. We don't need to get hung up on all this stuff. We need to recognize that God has given us an opportunity to invest in some spiritual stuff, some permanent stuff. Amen. I'd rather have the PS over the TS. I wish I had a witness. Temporary stuff. Amen. The fact of the matter is, we get bent out of shape, even in the church, over temporary stuff. I won't hold you long. Amen. Amen. Power, position, possession. We complain about pain, but little do we know that's a PS there. That's not a TS. Have we got a witness? God gonna pay you for that suffering. God gonna pay you for that. Recognition, credit. Make sure I get recognized for it. I did it. I made it work. I made us have a good picnic. I made us have a good meeting. I did it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Amen. We get hung up on temporary stuff. Folk talk about us, and we'll let that make us. Hey, I wish I had a witness. Folk will leave the church over temporary stuff. Somebody talked about me. They ignored me. I wish I had a witness. You ever been ignored? People will leave the church over temporary stuff. Amen. People will leave the ministry because of how they treat me. Y'all think I'm preaching? Y'all, I'm preaching to me. They'll leave the church because of how they treat me. They're not treating me right. You're in a relationship. I'm getting out. They're not treating me right. Amen. Amen. You won't treat me. You won't treat me right. I don't like the way you treat me. Amen. I'm going to leave the ministry. You ain't treating me right. Say, go right, you go left. I'm getting out. Amen. Somebody been talking about me. Amen. I'm gonna get out the choir. They won't let me sing. Can everybody say TS? Amen. Amen. It's all a bunch of TS. That's all. Just temporary stuff. Amen. 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 Because we, amen. Amen. The work is more important than the worker. Have we got a witness? The song is more important than the singer. Have we got a witness? The ministry is more important than the minister. And all it is just a bunch of TS. We just leave the church over a bunch of TS. And we walk out on God and we leave God and we forget about God. And we sell God out for just a bunch of temporary stuff. I wish I had a witness. we sell God out. I'm here to tell you that God says God is not supposed to be sold out. Jesus says, what does it profit a man? And get this, what does it profit a man to gain the whole entire world? And he did not carry out my assignment. Amen. And lose his own soul. You chose the temporary and you lost the permanent. And you lost it and he lose his own soul. Of what can a man give, notice, to get his soul back? Do you see that in verse 26? He lost his whole soul. And now I want to know, what is it, what can he do to get it back? Jesus says you have to be careful. Amen. Amen. You lose your soul. What can you do to get the time you wasted? You could have been serving God back. The time you spent in the club, the time you spent on money, you spent on the whiskey, the money you spent on the beer, the money you spent on the dope, the money you spent and the time you invested. How can you get all that back? Amen. 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 People, you meet them and they tell you that, you know, I was serving the devil all this time. And I wish I know I can't ever get all that time back. Wasted years. I can't get it back. Amen. I invested it in temporary stuff. But today I'm going to invest from this point on. I'm going to invest in permanent stuff. Amen. I wish I had it with you. A lot of lost time. A lot of lost time. A lot of it you can't reverse. But the fact of the matter is that God is a forgiving God. God will give you the chance to make up for lost time. Amen. I can make that phone call today. I can do something different today. I can say I'm not going to let all this temporary stuff keep me from doing the Lord's work. Amen. I don't need to watching that program again. I don't need to watching TV all day. I don't need to going out buying it to walking in the mall all day. I've decided that I'm going to invest my life. Jesus says, what does it profit? I have an assignment for you. Nobody won't give their life for you. What can a man give to get his life back? What can you, how much is your soul worth? Once you lost it. Amen. Once you have a soul, once you lost your soul, what can you do to get your soul back? What can you buy your soul for? Amen. How much does it cost? Are you a, amen, what, is that how much you cost? How much do you cost? Amen. Ask your neighbor, how much do you cost? Amen. Amen. How much do you cost? Amen. Amen. How much do you cost? How much do you cost? Because if something happens to you and you die and you go to hell, what can be done to get you out of hell? Once you've lost it, how can you get it back? The witnessing opportunities, the golden opportunities, the friends that you overlook. These are souls, lost souls. And we miss the opportunity to share our faith with them. The most important thing that will last forever. The glove not going to last forever, but my body, my soul is going to last for eternity. Amen. Amen. It's an eternal opportunity. How much time are you investing? Amen. In lost souls. Are you just working on temporary stuff? Amen. Somebody talking about you. You staying awake at night over temporary stuff. Somebody about to make you to leave the church. Amen. Everybody shout TS. Amen. T-S. All that is. That's temporary stuff. Somebody didn't call my name. TS. Everybody say TS. Amen. Amen. I didn't get to sing last Sunday. Amen. Amen. They didn't recognize me. I didn't get to be the president. Amen. I'm not the chairman. Yes. Amen. I like that. Amen. All that stuff is hell and holding up God. Jesus said, what does it profit a man if you get all of that temporary stuff? Amen. It's just a lot of TS. It just don't, you just don't need to have it. It don't need to make you keep you from serving the Lord. Keep you from, amen. I'm not going to work in the church. TS. Amen. Amen. You know, cry needs my help, but I'm just not going to do it. I don't like who's up there. I don't like who's over it. I don't like the changes been made. I'm just not going to, I'm going to go to church and sit down. Let me get on out of here. The fact of the matter is, you won't get paid for sitting. You remember that. Amen. Folks start complaining about your church. Just tell them, listen real good. Listen good. And when you get through, say, T.S. Just walk off. What was wrong with him? You meet and talk? Yeah, we talk. What was it? Nothing. T.S. Were they upset over lost souls? Were they upset over prayer meeting? Getting on? Were they upset over reading the Bible? Talking about that nobody wouldn't let them read the word. They couldn't come to Bible study. Were they worried about that? Were they worried about it? Wasn't nowhere to sit in prayer meeting. Were they worried about? Amen. So they were just really worried about a bunch of TS. It was not. It was amen. They really wasn't concerned about the permanent stuff at all. Amen. I didn't see nobody that I liked. Nobody was friendly. Oh, this Christian business is some serious hard stuff. The fact of the matter is that God, I could have meddled there, but if you didn't know it, but I cut it off. Amen. That's why I'm not up here to meddle. I'm just up here to preach the word. Let me get back to the word. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. What can you do? You can't do anything. Your soul is worth billions of dollars. Your soul is worth more. But I took a class, one of my master's level classes. It says that evangelism class, I think it was 501. It says that Matthew 16:26. It said, one soul is more valuable than the whole world. That's what they say verse 26 is talking about. A man to gain the whole world and lose his own. So that lets you know that one soul is worth more. One soul. Just one. Not two. Not 200. Not 2,000. One person is worth more than the whole world. Because Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? That means he's worth more than the whole world. In other words, if I got the whole world, I will still be worth more than the whole world. And we got Christians around here mad and won't do this and won't do that. Not at this church, other churches, and they won't do certain things. Just over a bunch of TS. It's really, and they don't know the importance of saving one soul.